Hello? Oh, sorry, no, I wasn't telling you.
Oh, it's okay, no worries. Hi, Patrick. My name is Amy Nelson. I am over here at Local Splash with the cancellation department. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. So I did get with Charlie for just a few minutes on this to go over a couple of different things. So I'm looking at the account. So the request for cancellation is based on the fact that the video verification isn't uploaded. Is that correct?
No. So pretty much when I asked, like originally I wanted to open up 10 GBPs through you guys. That was the goal. So Charlie said, yeah, we can 100% do that. Like he asked the team. I'm like, okay, and can you please confirm, like, if we can only do phone verification, because that's all we have the capability to do since we don't have access to our addresses for postcards, and then we also don't have the access to the installers themselves for video verification. He said, yeah, let's try it for one. So I said, okay, we can try it, and let's go ahead. And he said, if it doesn't go through, then we'll take care of you. And I think that's what the whole thing that happened. Because, you know, it would have been, like, a huge win for us if you guys can do the phone verification. I would have had, you know, 10 locations open up tomorrow because I know those GDPs are valuable. And that's kind of what happened here.
Okay. So, yeah, the thing is we don't get to determine if it's phone verification, if it's, you know, snail mail verification, which is more rare now, or if it's the video verification because Google determines that.
Yeah, and I that's what I asked him when we first signed up, and he said, we'll try to do just the phone.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
it's more
what
like
I
roll of the dice. So the thing is, I understand what you're told completely, but I also know that the whole point of you signing up was for us to try to help you and see this through, right? So
yes,
that's why I just
sure,
wanted
to
kind of,
yeah,
like you want, you actually want this. It's not that you don't want the service. You want it. You just
I
want
need,
it work.
Yeah,
I gotcha. Yep, I understand completely. So that's why I got with the team. So a couple of things that I want to tell you with all due respect is that Charlie is one of our newer agents. I'm actually one of the people that trained him. And that's kind of why he asked me to step in and go over this and see if there's anything left, that making sure that we have truly exhausted all avenues, because we do want to make sure that we've tried everything.
Absolutely.
So my understanding is, and you told me that you know, as far as the other locations go, let's just set that stuff aside for now. Let's just go with Golden State Solar. I have an address here of 11501 Dublin Boulevard, Suite 202,
yeah.
Dublin, California. Is this your home office?
No, this is a satellite office where we just kind of have, you know, a satellite location, but we don't really go there. Nobody goes there.
Okay, that's okay. But there is, it's an actual location. Nobody has to go there. But you can receive mail there, I'm assuming.
Not really. We don't even have that either. It was kind of like just an address with the office front location.
Is it like
then,
a virtual office? Is that what you're talking
about?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So for this, were you hoping to open multiple locations with the same business name, the Golden State Solar?
Yeah, and if we didn't need to, if we had to, like, say we can't use the same name, we could come up with different names, too.
Right. No, because technically you could if you had multiple branches. Yes, you could. So that would make sense as well. So the other question is are you a supplier and you sub out the work?
No, we don't supply. We do sub the work to, like, installers. But we're more of like a consulting company, and we're called a dealer. We're a dealer.
Okay. So I see that there is a GBP here for Golden State Solar Consulting. Is this yours?
Yes, that's correct.
The current one with the 510-707-0226 number?
Yeah.
And is that a different location than the one you're currently trying to verify?
Yeah, that's our main one.
That's your main one. So the one that you're, this other one is a secondary location. Okay.
Yeah, so my goal was to kind of open up different spots, like past the 60-mile radius for each one. So that way we can try to start working on those locations and maybe generate more leads there. That's the goal.
Okay. Makes sense. No, all that makes 100% sense. So I also understand that you have business license and insurance for the company. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't really seem like this is going to be as big of a problem. You may have to put down your actual address. But we could still keep that physical address hidden on Google instead of the virtual address. The thing is that we've already built your GBP for this other location that you requested. Within the email that we sent you for the, and I did just have them like kind of re-trigger that. So I made sure that we are able to look at the most current, information. So in the email that we sent you, of course, there's one that says action needed, Patrick, start Google video verification. But right above that, it was in that email, it says, accept management access to your Google listing. Please check the inbox of your email address that we have on file and accept. So the email subject line is going to be Local Splash invited you to manage the business name. So once you accept that, then we go through the specific criteria for the video verification. Now, if you have the business license and insurance, those are the top two documents that Google is going to be looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the business license and insurance, you're going to be able to show that in the video. If you have a vehicle that you're using, you're going to be able to show that in the video. Additionally, any tools that you're using, invoices, business cards, all of that stuff counts in the video verification. So basically
that's what we don't have is we don't have those type of video capacity because our installers are, they're kind of like generic larger companies that we have signed up with. And we're not going to be able to get those type of videos, like our name or anything like on it.
Right. So you don't have to have their stuff for them. They would have to. If you're going to do it that way, if you're going to be captured, I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to capture the lead and then you're trying to basically resell it or give it to them, right?
Yeah, because the work is still contracted to our company because we're responsible for the project to be completed, but they are the way like the solar, dealership works is like we have them as our installer.
As your employee? As your installer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like our contractors.
Right.
So we have relationships, but still they don't work. Like, they're larger companies than us, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really, like, do this.
You're like the middleman. You're getting the request, and then you're giving it to them. I understand that. So if this is the thing, is what I'm telling you, though. The verification itself is not really an issue. Like if there's not specific tools that you're using because you're not doing the installing, then that is something that you don't have because you're not doing the installing. But I'm sure that you have business cards, correct?
For our company.
For your company. And then you also have probably invoices for your company, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And then you have a vehicle that you use when you drive for business, correct?
I mean, it doesn't say Golden State Solar, but
it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. This is what I'm getting at. If we are going to verify Golden State Solar, that's all we're worrying about verifying. We're not worrying about verifying ABC Solar Installer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the requirements on the video verification, it said like take a video of like the street sign and the office location and all that stuff.
If there's an office location. Yours doesn't have an office location. So in your situation, Patrick, what it would be, again, is we're probably going to have to do your regular address. Okay, we can't do this virtual address, which he didn't know that this was a virtual address to begin with, because again, he's a little bit newer, so he didn't know to dig like I am.
All good.
Okay. Again, we just want it to work for you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this, but the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 2 additional weeks on this. So because the verification has taken a bit and things haven't been concise and clear to you, the communication, we're going to give you an additional 2 weeks on billing. So instead of billing on September 30th, you're not going to bill until October 14th. Okay. So we're going to give you additional 2 weeks on everything. So that way we can get this squared away. So this is basically what it gets down to, is the email has been sent to you once you accept the GBP invite. So what we've done is we've created a GBP, a Google Business Profile, for solar contracting. Now, I want to make sure I have the proper name on this. It's just Solar Contractor, or it's Golden State Solar?
It's Golden State Solar.
Perfect. Okay. So you've been sent the invitation with the video verification requirements. Now, with that being said, you're going to go in and you're going to accept the management access to the Google listing that we created for your business. Then you're going to do the very simple steps that it has in the video verification. So most companies nowadays, especially home-based businesses, which is virtually what your company is a home-based business, and it's more common than you think, it doesn't have a brick and mortar. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not showing a storefront like, hey, this is where we set up shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not the case. The fact that it's a home office, yes, you can show the street that it's on as long as the street matches the address that you've given us for verification. All that mm-hmm. stuff's going to be completely private. We're not broadcasting it. What it is it's literally for Google verification. Now you have the business license. You have the insurance. I need you to send me those documents. I need you to email those to us. I also mm-hmm. need you to email a photograph of the business card, as well as your business invoice. All of these tools are what's going to get you verified right here. Okay.
Okay. So if I send you those four pictures of mm-hmm. everything, mm-hmm. then you can do the verification.
We're going to be able to do the verification. You are still probably going to have to do the video verification because that is what Google is requiring for us to verify your business. So if this is what you want to happen, whether you go through us or you attempt to do it on your own or you go through mm-hmm. another company, video verification is the primary way that Google is doing verification now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, Patrick, because it's truly because of all the scammers in the world. They had to crack down.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it hard for the regular guy like you who just wants verification. I just want to get verified. I'm a legit business.
Yeah.
I have all my stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not,
exactly. Yesterday
nobody.
I was struggling with that. So if we had the video stuff going on, will we get verified? Or
that is the only way that you are going to get verified. That's what I'm calling to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do
I need to take a video of? Just like,
okay.
Invoices.
So you're going to take a first send the document. First, send us the documents that I just asked
yeah.
for. Secondly, okay. within the email. Okay, what it says here is your current location. So to show your Google Maps location, capture outside signs like your street's name, nearby businesses, or the area around your business. Now, you don't have a storefront business, so it's just going to be your regular street name. Okay, the street name of the,
okay.
I'm going to get the new address from you. Secondly, business or equipment. To show your business is at the Google Maps location, capture your operations like stock for sale. You don't have that. Branded equipment, you don't have that. Marketing material, you don't have that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have tools that you use. You know, it may be writing utensils. It may be your invoices, your business card. If you use
mm-hmm.
a computer, okay, for any a laptop
yeah.
even, bam, there you go. You don't
so
have
So do
a,
I need to go, for the first one, do I need to go outside and take a video of the street sign and
correct.
Then go inside? Okay.
Correct.
Now, my question is, let's say that street sign, you saw the one that we have up right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The address on that is...
It doesn't show me the address on that one.
Yeah, so there's no specific address. So our goal is
right.
pretty much like we want to – I have that one already up. I want to create
mm-hmm.
another one
yeah.
for like Dublin area, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now that I'm going to be using the same address as the first one pretty much because
oh,
we
can't.
Only have that.
You can't.
Yes.
You can't use the same – for each location, it has to be a different address.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by for the video verification because we –
Okay.
only have, like,
okay.
do I take a video of the place that I'm sitting right now, which
mm-hmm.
is the first location? Do you know what I mean? Like, where do I take the video of?
Hold on.
Of what street?
Hold on a second here. This shouldn't be any issue then with verification since it's hidden. Okay. So, to be clear, change the have on file to from the Duplin virtual address to his current address and it will be fine.
But like to have locations in different areas. Like we want to have.
You're going to need multiple. You're going to need multiple addresses. It has to be other addresses, and those addresses have to be places where you could conceivably receive a piece of actual mail if they choose to do snail mail. It is one-time verification code, and generally the information has to match what's on the invoices. So you can have multiple locations with a business card because you can say serving San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento, you know what I mean? But when you have invoices, it has to have the other areas that you service as well.
Okay.
I'm extra verifying everything because I don't want to tell you something that is not true. I want to make sure that if I'm going to tell you that we can do it, that we can absolutely do it, okay?
That's what I guess what the goal was to like try to see if we're gonna open up 10 different areas around California, and you know, one being in like San Francisco, one in LA, you know, in different spots, and then try to generate more volume that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like if I can figure out a way to get an address. I mean, I know P.O. boxes won't work, but let's say we found, like, a virtual address with mail access. Do you think that would be a solution? Maybe I can find, like, a cheap way so that we get addresses in different areas?
As long as the invoices for that area match that, then, yeah, I don't see why not, as long as you can receive mail there.
And it could be the same name, though?
Yes, it can be the same name because it's multiple branches. So it's like, it's like one business, it's like Roto-Rooter, right? Is Roto-Rooter, but there's one in every city, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same idea. And additionally, what he's saying is, yes, it will be fine as long as the address is hidden. So as long as we hide the address on both GBPs, it should not be a problem for us to verify the secondary one at all. Okay. Now, okay. With that being said, hold on a second.
But then would they be servicing the same location though? Like,
well, that's what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking for where I'm looking. I don't see where your current one is even verified at. It looks like it's like, maybe Oakley Sand Hill area. Is
Oakley,
that
yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's where
it
the
might have like a little
is.
Territory like box.
Yeah, it shows like exactly Oakley, but it's not showing the areas that you service. Like, so we on GBPs that we built out, Patrick, we can actually put the specific cities that you're servicing. Do you see what I'm saying? So you so you will come up in those areas, and we'll be able to target those. So this one, on this GBP, it does say we offer professional solar services in the Oakley, California area. So let's see. Since most verifications don't require PIN code anymore, address isn't as harshly critiqued by Google. We can attempt using virtual address. Oh, we can. Perfect. Okay. No, we're learning something here. So, we can keep the Dublin address as long as he accepts the invite for the GBP and does the video verification. But, okay, he has questions.
But we have to be in Dublin, right, to do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to be in Dublin to do the VV, but that shouldn't I mean, I think that you can piece a video together, right? Like the way things are done now, can't you?
Mm-hmm. So then I would still have to go to Dublin to, like, record that.
If that's where you want to target, yeah, it seems like a very small price to pay if the verification is actually going to work.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The, what's it called? Business cards. You said you do have invoices, right?
Not with Dublin address, though. But we do have invoices.
Okay.
With our main address.
With the main address on, okay. With the main address, do they need to be Dublin? And the other question is the equipment he uses. Equipment he uses is mostly his computer. Okay, so the virtual address is this. Hold on. Okay. It shows an actual office, though. I see. 11501. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This might actually work more than I thought it was going to. I think that's why I'm just asking for the clarification, because Google has changed so many things and there's been like so many trainings that we've had to go through, Patrick. And it seems like it's like a constant, like fluid fluctuating piece. But if we have a way to get around it, then that's going to be phenomenal for you, because you will be able to open up the other areas with the virtual addresses, as long as, I mean, your business card encompasses all the areas that you serve, and that, but that's not hard, right? Now serving XYZ top 10 cities or areas that you want to target. And additionally, then your, as long as your invoices match that, it shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, making invoices isn't hard, I don't think, is it?
No, we can make invoices. Like, if you go to our website, you can actually see all the areas that we serve. Or type in goldenstatesolar.org, and on the bottom, you'll be able to see how, like, we want to, like, do Sacramento, we want to do, like, San Jose.
Okay. Who built the site?
We have a team. Like, that's why, like, it was a really good opportunity to work with you guys, if you can open up locations, because we can work with our team as well to, like, to do the, you know, the optimization after.
Right.
But it's really, like, to get these opened up is what, like, the big deal is. Or we can just work with you guys too, you know, it's the
right.
same. It's,
right.
It's not like. But yeah, we have San Francisco, Oakley, Napa, San Jose, Sacramento, Modesto, and like, we want to do more.
Okay. Did you look at the email? Did you already find the email that I'm talking about that has that? Let me see here. Oh, it looks like we sent you an email back on.
Yeah, I had gotten the video recording thing, but that's what I'm saying. We couldn't do the video recording. Like, the email that says...
I understand the criteria. Right, I understand. But it looks like we sent you an email on the 15th that says action needed for profile phone verification.
Yeah, we did that. I sent the code and everything.
Okay.
We tried it, and yeah, like, you, I think you're right. Like, Google up, like, is now requiring video verification from everyone for every
just
for
about,
everything.
Yeah, yeah, they are just about absolutely.
Yeah, so it's like, if we don't get it done through you, we're never really gonna get it done in the first place. We
right.
do want to get, we do want it, but
that
it's like
match the address used for verification. We can attempt to use the same one as the other GBP, but it does not have a chance. But it does have a chance at going duplicate status, so we recommend using another location if possible. Okay. Okay. This Dublin is the second location. Okay. So, all right. So the documents should say the Dublin address. Yes, that is what's going to be the kicker on this. The documents that we use should say the Dublin address, because we run the chance that it could just do a duplicate GBP where you're already at, which we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that we get the Dublin address verified. So that's what it's going to require on your part.
Yeah, I don't think we have that, because our license insurance is only for one location. Our business cards has one address, right? Our main headquarters. And like, if I have to create another business card, I can, but the license and like that stuff, the EIN number, all that is for one locate, like one address. We don't have multiple businesses like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, usually I think that you can get the insurance to cover those additional areas. Like, that's not really a problem. But as far as licensing and what's required within your area specifically, like, obviously I don't know what that is for your particular vertical, you know? So with that being said, that is something, I mean, that would absolutely fall on you. And that is something that would be needed. Like, whether.
No, we're able
yeah.
to service all of California. We have like the.
With your
capacity.
License?
Yes. Because
okay.
we're an official dealer. So, you know, we have an installer that services the entire state, like from different areas. They have like 11 locations, the installer. So we partnered with this installer with 11 different locations, And now we get to pretty much provide service in all those locations if we want to. But now we want to do marketing for those different areas, but we can't because of this video verification situation. So that's kind of where we're at. So legally, to answer your question, we are allowed to provide services in all those areas.
Okay. Okay. In terms of records, she doesn't have work truck. You're the supplier.
We actually have one or two. It's a different company. The one is called like Legacy, another one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The vehicle doesn't have to show any type of branding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if there's a way for me to three-way him in. Thank you for your patience. I don't think. Crush the servers. Let me try. Okay. We're going to try this really quickly to see if I can bring him in on the call. Hold on a second. Try this. 5974. James?
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred.
Are you ready? Not on a pause. Okay, he's saying that he can call you directly just to verify the things and make sure that this is going to work as I've explained before we proceed with anything. I'm going to try three-way one more time. I don't know that it's going to work across the servers.
Your call is very important to us. Please.
I can call him and then merge the call if you want.
Okay. Hold on. Let's try that. He's going to call in and push your extension, then three, then merge the calls. Okay, so his extension is going to be 5974. So you're going to call the 877 number, and then as soon as it picks up, press 5974.
Okay, let me do that now.
I'll hold. Okay.
It's 877.
635-6225.
Uh-huh. And it's 5974, right?
Let me double check. 5974, yes.
Okay, I'm going to call right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
For some reason it went straight to, it like ended.
Okay. He said, okay, so call, so try this. Call the 877, press 1, and then press that, like as your current client.
Okay. Yeah, it just ended.
Okay. Okay. Okay, cool. I'm going to hang up with you, and then we're going to call you right back.
Okay.
He's going to call me, and I'm going to call, and then he's going to call you, and we'll be connected.
Okay.
I'll call you right back. Okay, bye.